All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and I am excited to have the Flying Hawaiian, Logan Austin, on the show this week. Logan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm all right. So, first question I've got for you. I'm actually kind of excited because you're probably the youngest person that I've had on the show so far.
Oh, okay.
And so this will be very interesting. Should be a very interesting interview. But first question I got for you is, how did you get interested in wrestling? Did you start watching the big fellows, the WWE, yeah, and so on? And how did that come about?
I started watching wrestling when I was like three. Well, so I'm told. I obviously don't remember. But yeah, I was always just the biggest fan of it. And when I turned 14, for some reason, I know it's like kind of a dumb thought, but I was like, wow, I'm getting old. I need to figure out what I want to do with my life at 14. I know it doesn't make sense, but I literally just Googled how to become a professional wrestler in Colorado. And Extreme Gym popped up and I started training at 14.
All right. So going back a little bit, so did you start watching the WWE? Did you get introduced to any other promotions, watching on TV, like Impact Wrestling maybe at the time TNA, but
okay.
Were you watching those?
Well, WWE more than anything else, for sure. Right. Like a little bit of Impact or, whatever was really on. I'd be watching.
All right. So then 14, you decided to start training, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Started to train to become a wrestler at New Era. For sure.
And then you got hooked up with the Extreme Gym here in Colorado, one of the few training schools we have here in the Colorado area.
Yep.
So you got introduced to Joe McDougall and everybody along, in that little group, huh?
Yeah. Actually, my initial trainer is Tony Morales.
Okay.
Who you could see at New Era Wrestling as well.
Right. Yeah, Tony. I know Tony. Oh, very, very cool. So did you start training right away at 14?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in matches until I turned 16, though, for, legal issues.
Right.
So, yeah, I trained for, like, two long years before I finally got my first match.
Okay. So, and then speaking of that, when was your first match? It was just fairly recent, right?
It was a little over a year ago. It was September 2017. Okay. So, yeah.
And was that at the Buffalo Rose for New Era?
Yeah, it was Buffalo Rose, and I was going up against Adrian Matthews. So
that was okay. Cool, awesome. I think I remember that, and myself and a friend were there, and we were like, "Oh, this kid's gonna go somewhere." So,
I appreciate it, man. Yeah,
that's very cool. That's cool that
thanks, man.
We're getting you on the very beginning of your career here. So. So far though, going just slightly back a little bit, who are your favorites? Like for example, like the WWE, who do you like?
Yeah. Well, my favorite, as a kid was always Edge.
Okay.
And I'm also like I'm a huge fan of like the, indie wrestlers nowadays. Like John Morrison was always one of my favorite, Johnny Mundo or whatever he goes by.
Okay.
Depending on the promotion. And, but yeah, no, Edge was pretty much the whole reason, like, why I started to love wrestling. He was my dude as a kid and everything. So he's got to be my favorite.
Right. So kind of like the rock star, the rated R superstar, kind of what attracted you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Because, he was one of the most hated wrestlers at the time. And I don't know. I think it was more of like a thing because as a kid, I always had really long blonde hair. I was like, oh, that's me. I think that was my thought process as a kid.
Yeah. So this could be my doppelganger.
Exactly.
Very cool. So, but then you mentioned John Morrison, Johnny Impact, Johnny Mundo, you know, like you said, whatever. So, are you kind of like eyeing him now? Because that's kind of, you know, if people haven't seen you, that's kind of like a little bit of your style. You're the, like you, like I said, the Flying Hawaiian, the moniker you go by.
Yeah, for sure. Like that guy is amazing. He like his athleticism, I wish that I could match him. That's like my ultimate goal is to be as good as him one day.
Well, I mean, you still got time. I mean, you're only what, 18, 19?
I'm 17 now,
17. Okay,
actually.
sorry. All right.
No, no worries.
I was thinking, like I said, I was thinking that like I said, I knew you were young, but I was thinking you were 18, so I was, just wanted to make sure. But so
Yeah, no
yeah,
worries.
very cool. So how is that in the locker room being a lot younger than a lot of the wrestlers that are around you?
Well, I think it's I try to put on more like a mature personality than I would outside of wrestling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just to kind of I don't know, it's a big thing for me to try to earn everyone's respect and shake everyone's hand and you know everything like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I just try to kind of be liked by everyone. So.
Yeah. Well, very cool. So far though, I mean you've had a very short stint in the professional wrestling game, but right now, I mean, who are your like favorite people, you know, opponents to work with? Do you have any favorite tag team partners? Things like that?
Okay. Yeah, well, my best match, in my opinion, was up against actually my trainer, Tony Morales, about like almost like exactly a year ago. And yeah, anytime I get to work with him, it's always really fun, really good match. Everyone's into it. Adrian Matthews, the same thing. I don't know if I'm sure you know him, Cormac Battle. I've never got a chance to wrestle with him, but yeah, he's on my list of people. So hopefully in this year we'll see that happen.
Right. Well, that was going to be you leading me into my next question. I was like, who do you have your eye on that you'd like to get in the ring with, you know, singles match, or, you know, even team up with against a prospective tag team?
Yeah, well, Cormac's one of them, and then also Dorian Maddox or Filter in other promotions, the New Era,
Right.
which is actually happening this Saturday as well. Yeah, I always wanted to wrestle him. As far as tag team goes, I'm not really sure about that. Like me and Delta, I think would always make a good Delta Junior would always make a good tag team, and it's I don't know. That was really the only guy I had in mind for that.
Yeah, well, you know, you're generally a singles wrestler, except for, you know, when the storyline has to, you know, make you go into a tag team,
Yeah,
but you know, yes, yeah. So you have had some really good, you know, storylines, you know, so far. I would think. I mean, one of the
Yeah, for
biggest
sure.
ones, of course, is with you had a really good storyline there with Adrian Matthews so far, right?
Yeah, for
Yes,
sure. Yeah,
that was a pretty good one.
I agree. Yeah, it turned out way better than I even could have imagined.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Well, so you got some name some local talent, but what about some like national talent that you would like to maybe wrestle?
Like I said, John Morrison. Well, I mean, like really, the upcoming promotion, the All Elite Pro Wrestling. Anyone, like I would just love to work for them. That's another goal of mine. So, like the Young Bucks, anyone in there would be fine by me. But more like kind of bigger, as far as like WWE goes, I would love to wrestle Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn or like Neville, anyone like that. Well, Neville's not in WWE anymore, but you get what I mean.
Right, Pac, yeah.
Yeah,
Pac,
Pac.
yeah, I gotcha. That would be pretty cool.
Or just like high flyers of like there's you know, there's not many high flyers here in Colorado, but I think if you know, they put me up against one of the top high flyers, I could really show what I could do.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, I would like to see that. That would be pretty cool. You know, I spoke to last, you know, recently spoke to Delta Jr. So he kind of thinks his style is kind of more of a hybrid, which is kind of a lot of what everything is kind of going to. Do you kind of agree with that? That's kind of what's happening in wrestling right now?
I'd agree with that for sure. I don't have anything. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Right. All right. So you debuted in a New Era, and you've also branched out into a couple other promotions. Tell the listeners which ones you've gone to so far.
Well, I did a couple lucha shows, and then Primo's Pro Wrestling, I did a show, and more recently CSW, which thank you guys, if any of you are listening, by the way, for all you guys have done for me.
Right. I suspect we have a few listeners that will get you on that. So that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Any aspirations on maybe getting to a couple of promotions, maybe out of state anywhere, or anything you got your eye on?
Yeah, well, I'm starting to think about it a little bit more. I'm still trying to just graduate, you know, and then right. I was going to worry about it a little bit later. But yeah, like I said, All Elite is a big deal, and I know it's kind of like a big dream to have, but that would be definitely a dream come true if I could do anything with them, or like even WWE itself. That's always been my dream to make it there.
Right. Well, you know, there is, I don't know how much you know about that, but a lot of times when the WWE comes into town, they're always looking for local talent to do the security bits, get beat up, you know, wrestler, get beat up a vendor, you know, hot dog vendor, you know, things like that. So
yeah, for sure.
Would you love to do that? Oh, it's where you go?
Yeah, they turned me down because I wasn't 18. I was like, oh.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, so. Or else I would totally do that.
Oh, well, so did you just apply, or did you actually make it to the arena and then they found out?
No, I contacted John Cone, who is like the booking guy, I think, for WWE. And yeah, he was like, he said, like, we're not going to be able to do anything with you until you turn 18. But when I do, he said he was going to invite me to a tryout.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Very cool. And so how much longer do you have to wait for that?
Oh, until I turn 18?
Yeah.
Like 6 months. I turn 18 in July. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm thinking of the calendar right now, and I'm not sure when the WWE is coming back into town.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It used to be that they did come here like every Memorial Day. It was kind of a big thing, but now they're kind of like all over the place when they come to the Denver area, which is kind of unfortunate. I think they don't really like us very much. What do you think?
Well, I mean, like with the altitude and everything, I assume, I don't know. I don't know really anything like that, but they normally do like a actual live show and then, you know, a televised show as well. But
right. They usually, it seems like, I don't know what you think, but to me, it seems like when they do actually come here, they, because we're not, you know, amazingly enough, we don't get a lot of shows, but they'll do like a Saturday show in Loveland, and then they'll do a Sunday show, you know, maybe in Colorado Springs, and then they'll do, you know, a Monday show, you know, and, you know, do Monday Night Raw in Denver, and then do SmackDown in Colorado Springs. They usually make the most of it. So
yeah,
usually what they kind of do. So
yeah, no, right. Yeah, exactly. Cause like, I don't think they do every show at like the Pepsi Center, you know, cause that's right. Not, well, Colorado's kind of, well, cause like no one in the Springs is going to come down for that. You know what I mean? So of course they have to spread out.
Yeah, well, they do have a big roster, so they have enough to, you know, fill the live shows and then the televised shows too. So, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when SmackDown moves to Friday night to see how that's gonna go. So,
yeah, for sure, hell yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, all right, so we got that. But look, well, so we talked about a little bit of the future, but let's talk about the present. So, what do you've got going on right now in the wrestling ring?
Well, right this second, just training a lot and as much as I can, going to the gym as much as I can, working on all that stuff. But events coming up. We, of course, we got New Era Wrestling. That's the one event I have guaranteed for everyone right now is this Saturday. So,
yeah. And who are you facing? Who's your opponent?
Yep. I'm actually facing Dorian Maddox in the tournament for the 5280 championship.
Oh, very cool. And this is, I'm trying to remember, is this a first round or a second round for you?
This is my first round.
First round, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, they New Era kind of staggered the first round and second round matches when the 5280 got vacated. So, yeah, it's kind of little hard to keep track of if you're not paying too close of attention, but that's why I was trying to remember, because I think possibly there might be some second rounds this Saturday or not. It's kind of hard to say. They got a lot going on over at New Era.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. I think it's going to be two more first rounds, because it's also BZB and Jason Knoll, who are also in the tournaments facing off against each other Saturday as well.
Right.
So, and then what I think is whoever wins out of those two will move on to fight each other, I think. Yeah, that's what I would imagine. That makes sense to me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, I think, like I said, your career's, you know, very, very short. Do you have aspirations? Like you said, All Elite you would be, but what about, you know, some aspirations of, you know, maybe, you know, working at, say like Impact Wrestling, because they always have like tapings like every few months, things like that. You know, I think it's in Las Vegas usually where they do. You know, would you be kind of up for that?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's that wasn't, yeah, don't take it like I wouldn't want to do that, because I absolutely, yeah, completely would. It just I kind of put the other two above, like, every, not just like Impact, but above like every other promotion.
Yeah,
for as far as dreams go. But yeah, I would absolutely take the opportunity if it presented itself.
Oh yeah, because, you know, you have a lot of people, like I said, go there. A lot of Colorado talent went out there for this last go around, and a couple of them made into the Impact actual show, and then a couple made it to the Explosion episode as well. So that was kind of cool to see.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, well, Austin, before I let you go, why don't you tell the listeners, if they wanted to follow up with you, where they could catch you, which promotions, your social media, say on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, where they can catch you on.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So this Saturday, again, New Era Wrestling, Mile High Comics, 4600 Jason Street. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'd love to see everyone there. You can follow me on Instagram at The Flying Hawaiian Pro, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's just called Logan Austin. So,
oh, awesome. That's pretty cool. All right. Well, once again, Logan, I appreciate you coming on to the podcast, and
yeah, sure.
I will
Thank you for having...
check you out this Saturday.
All right, cool. See you there, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, later.
Once again, a big thank you to Logan Austin for coming on to the podcast and allowing us to find out a little bit more about his wrestling career so far, his young wrestling career, in fact. You can catch him this Saturday at New Era Wrestling as New Era Wrestling presents Heartbreak, and the 9th of February, doors open at 6:30. Showtime is at 7 p.m. at Mile High Comics. And if you want to get tickets, it's as simple as going to neweraprowrestling.com. You can also purchase tickets at the door. Tickets are $10 and it's family friendly. But before we talk about the rest of the wrestling events that are happening in the Wrestling with Altitude area, let's talk about last week. Last week was actually a slow week, if you want to call it, as in just the number of events. there was only one event that I was aware of and that I attended, and that was Rocky Mountain Pro presented Supercharge New Year's Revolution from the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in historic Golden, Colorado. So they had, instead of Ignition and Charge, they had Supercharge, which happens to be the last Thursday of the month. And this time around, it was the New Year's Revolution big show. So if you guys didn't catch it, you can always go to twitch.com/Rocky Mountain Pro and subscribe and watch it online via Twitch. It was very good. Got some surprises, and that's all I have to say about that. Crowned a couple champions, because there was the vacant Lockettes Championship, and the Tag Team Tournament was finalized as well, so definitely worth the viewing to go back and see it again. So let's talk about the rest of the week upcoming. So, of course, this Thursday, we have Rocky Mountain Pro presents Ignition and Charged. Ignition presented by the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. And then Charged following there as well at 7 p.m. Ignition, 8 p.m. is Charged. You can get your tickets at rmpwrestling.com. With at the beginning of the month, you can now buy a monthly pass, get a little bit of a discount if you get one of the passes instead of paying per show. That's what yours truly did do, is I went ahead and got a pass. So that's very cool. So was kind of wondering how this was going to roll month to month, and found out how it's going to happen. So shout out to Over Easy Stevie for letting me know how that's going to happen. And then on Saturday, as mentioned, we have New Era Wrestling presents Heartbreak at Mile High Comics. Doors at 6:30. Show at 7. Come and see all the wrestlers as well. And then Sunday, it's the monthly show for Primos, and that is Primos is Wrestling is presenting Bloodbath 2009, featuring the Canadian Pit Bulls. So that should be fun to see. If you want to get tickets, go to primosprowrestling.com. Tickets are $10 online, $15 at the door. Doors at 6:30, showtime 7 p.m. from the Watering Bowl at 5411 Leetsdale Drive in Denver, Colorado. So, hey, that is it. Another short episode, but we got all of the information that we needed to get into this episode. So, once again, thank you for listening to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast, where pro wrestling is elevated with altitude.